Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Welcome to today's episode of The Herd Mentality. Today is 9/28/17, and our topics are snakes, bittersweet, pawpaw, and katydid. And before I get into those things, I reckon we better have a little background, something or another. They'll listen to instead of just my awkwardness over the airways. And of course, it's pretty typically going to be our buddy Bob. Bob's band. Bob's bebopping band. And a little bit of everything. Trying to find my marks here on these sounds. I was listening to the show after the show. Sometimes, evidently, I turn up the background music a little bit too loud and nobody can hear me talk, which is probably preferable to most people. Nonetheless, let's take a look at the calendar today and see what our topics are about. And snakes begin their winter dormancy. So they're getting ready to hibernate. And technically, it's not really that. It's a dormant period, but they're getting ready to look for holes to crawl in and caves to hide in. And this time of year, the bittersweet starts to ripen, along with the pawpaw fruit. Katydids are still singing in the trees at night occasionally. After a little cold snap we had yesterday and last night, maybe that's gonna cut down a lot now. And some of the trees also that are starting to show their fall colors out in the woods, if you have time to get out there or drive by and see them, are black gum, bittersweet, and the dogwoods are starting to show their fall colors now, along with some of the other trees. But we're moving in that direction towards a brilliant fall foliage, and we're still, in my neck of the woods, high and dry and looking on a rain cloud coming, maybe, but we didn't get lucky yesterday. Got a couple sprinkles and it rained all around us, but not here. And not that much. Nonetheless, wherever we need it. So, today, the primary topic that I'm going to point out is about the pawpaws. They are delicious. In follow us on Facebook in the group called The Herd Mentality. Posted a couple of YouTube videos there underneath the player for the show today about pawpaws and songs about pawpaws and people eating pawpaws in the woods and people buying pawpaws in New York and eating them. And pawpaws are delicious. Its Latin name is Simina triloba. The Semina triloba, the pawpaw, or the common pawpaw. There's a few different varieties of pawpaws. They're primarily the same. The small deciduous tree native to the eastern United States and Canada produces a large yellowish green to brown and totally ripe fruit. And the riper it is, the better it tastes, until it starts fermenting, of course. And if you like fermented fruit, then, you know, it might taste good to you then, too. But as far as vitamin C goes, it has 18.3 milligrams of vitamin C for every, this is for every 100 milligrams of pawpaw. All of these, magnesium, 113 milligrams, potassium, 345 milligrams per 100 grams, and fat, 1.2 grams per 100 grams. And as delicious as they are, at least for me and most people that I know that have eaten very much of them, they're very rich, and eating a lot at one time is hard to do. But you won't find them in the store, probably. You're going to have to get out in the woods and get them. And I hear that I'm the only noise coming through my ear, so I'm going to find some other noise, and this is Whiskey Dixon in the background here. Try to turn him down a little bit more. Yeah, all these audio clips play at a different volume, and it's kind of a hit and miss situation. Anyway, back to pawpaws. Pawpaw trees, the largest edible fruit trees, native to North America. Whiskey Dixon tried to outshout me in the background a little bit there, I guess. I'll turn him down some more. We might listen to that whole thing one of these days. It's fairly long. But they're the largest fruit trees native to North America. They produce greenish to blackish fruit, usually 3 to 6 inches long. The flesh is pale to bright yellow and contains a network of glossy, dark brown seeds. A pawpaw's flavor is sunny, electric, and downright tropical. A riot of mango, banana, citrus that's incongruous with its temperate, deciduous forest origin. So it's a deciduous tree, and the fruit growing in the deciduous forest, but it tastes pretty daggone tropical. Anyway, pawpaw is a homely, unassuming thing on the outside. It's possible to unwittingly pass a tree laden with a half dozen of the things. Let's say you notice the pawpaws and reach for a ripe one. The best way to enjoy a pawpaw is right there in the woods. Rip the skin away and slurp the pulp and spit out the seed. Kind of like watermelon. Now, we used to eat watermelon anyway. Maybe some people still do. But yeah, don't eat the seeds. And they're pretty good size and they're easy to find in there. But a dewy, sensuous, primal experience. You have now eaten from the tree of earthly knowledge, and guess what? It tastes really damn good. I mean, really damn good. They are delicious. There are towns named Pawpaw in Michigan, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. Mid-Atlantic states and Midwest states make up the Pawpaw Hot Zone. Here's the catch. Easy-breathing pawpaws have a short shelf life and don't currently fit in the business model of big agriculture. A scattered network of academics and horticulturists are researching to see if that could change. If someday a growing and marketing strategy could make pawpaws an enticing new product in the produce aisle. So there are people studying that potential prospect, but I'd say they've been studying that for a while and nobody's come up with it so far. Although, if you look in the group page, you do see the guy in New York City buying 10 pounds of them from somebody. You know, they're at a market. Evidently, he picked a bunch and brought them in to sell to, you know, high-end restaurants or whatever to make some kind of fancy dish with. I've never had pawpaw ice cream, but it's supposed to be, like, maybe the best ice cream ever. And because of its, I don't know, banana, citrusy, mango-like flavor, maybe that's true. I get out and pick some this weekend. Maybe I'll try to do that with them. You can also puree them and pour that into ice cube trays and freeze them and make, like, you know, popsicles. And George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the Lewis and Clark expedition ate pawpaws for pleasure. And for a period in Missouri in 1806, substance for the Lewis and Clark expedition. You read some of the notes and papers from those guys when they trekked through Missouri in 1806. They ate a bunch of pawpaws while they were running along the Missouri River headed west to explore and conquer the New World to the west of the Mississippi via the Missouri River. And so they are excellent and they're delicious. And because I have some real experience with them, if you're out walking in the woods and it's pawpaw time and they're ripe and they're falling out of the trees and that's what they do when they get ripe enough. They're pretty good-sized fruit. But you can smell the fruity aroma of those things for a good long ways, depending on, you know, wind conditions and whatever in the woods when you're approaching the pawpaw tree. They kick out a pretty stout aroma, and you can smell them long before you find them. And everything else out there, just like I talked about persimmons in the last episode, persimmons and pawpaws tend to ripen right around the same time this time of year. And everything else that lives out there is waiting and watching to eat them up too. And especially, really both fruits, but especially pawpaws, because they don't last very long. Once they get ripe, their skin is thin, they hit the ground, and they start getting ready to rot right away. like I said, unless you like fermented fruit, fermented pawpaws in particular, then you want to get that window of opportunity between the ripe pawpaw and the fermented pawpaw, which, you know, I guess if you want to sit under a pawpaw tree and eat a bunch of fermented ones, that might be fun someday. I never try it yet, and don't think this year is going to be my first year to try that. Nonetheless, they are a wonderful thing. And when I was doing the research portion or creating this episode of the Herd Mentality today, I ran across in the Google some guys selling pawpaw trees. And they were selling them for about $30 a tree, but they were out of stock. And I wasn't probably going to buy a pawpaw tree for $30, but it didn't matter because they didn't have any left anyway. So, I'll go ahead and ring in the angels with some wings, in case there's any angels waiting on wings. There you go. Have some and fly away, or fly wherever you need to be. And I believe I probably have time. Let me roll back up here and I'll look through my list of things and see if I have time to run this one little thing. And if I keep taking long enough to find it, then I'll probably run out of time anyway. But that's okay. I'm going to let it run anyway, just because if we run past tea time, and this is a tea day, and it's tea time, and almost time for tea, but I'm going to run this little ditty about things and people before I come back and go to tea time. So let's see what everybody thinks about this.
The economy is doing fine. The world respects us. The Russians are our friends. And that's what the president said. I heard it on Twitter. He typed it right in. Now it's not quite a fact. It may be just a defense. What it is? It's trumped up. It's all trumped up. The fact can be changed. Reality can be bent. You may become confused. Or maybe grant your consent. But when the facts don't match with reality, you can rest assured they have been trumped up. They've been all trumped up. They've been changed, they've been adjusted, the truth rearranged. It's hard on your brain, but it's okay. Because we all been trumped up. The facts just don't add up, and you can't fit the lies in a trunk. It's been trumped up. The whole world has been trumped up. The value of your dollar is trumped up. Your citizenship might even be trumped up. First you get the facts, then you get the trumped up version. It may be hard to see, but I think you will agree that the stuff going down today has all been trumped up, all trumped up. Economy is doing fine. The world respects us. The Russians are our friends. And that's what the president said. I heard it on Twitter. He typed it right in. Now it's not quite a fact. It may be just a defense. What it is? It's trumped up. It's all trumped up. The facts can be changed. Reality can be bent. You may become confused, or maybe grant your consent. But when the facts don't match with reality, you can rest assured they have been trumped up. They've been all trumped up. They've been changed, they've been adjusted, the truth rearranged. It's hard on your brain, but it's okay. Because we all been trumped up. The facts just don't add up, and you can't see the lies in a trump. It's been trumped up. The whole world has been trumped up. The value of your dollar is trumped up. Your citizenship might even be trumped up. First you get the facts, then you get the trumped up version. It may be hard to see, but I think you will agree that the stuff going down today has all been trumped up, all trumped up.
Somewhere, I reckon. I'll tell you what. I'm about tired of debating with insufficiently informed people in our country.
The herd mentality.
And I see people in this country acting more and more under the rule of the herd mentality and not the kind of herd we are, I am, following the leader blindly. Agreeing with everything. Yes, sir, he's right, no matter what, do or die. Great. Okay. Let's see how that works out for us in the long run. Probably not well. And it makes me hungry for something.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
That sounds delicious. And pawpaws for dessert. And we ran a little bit past primary tea time, but as I always say, any time is tea time wherever you are. So it's all good and great, and I'm about ready to have a little tea time myself. I'm going to see if I can find the thing. I don't know if this is... let's have this for tea time this time. Let's see what happens.
Oh, girl, you know you like it. Come on over here. You know you want more of it. And then you come down and there ain't nothing else better for you in the world. You know you like everything. And it's going to sit down and watch tea there. You won't be messing my bed up and and roll around up on top there. Ow, and then once more that loving you know you can't get any better loving than right here on the herd mentality.
Guest number 502 in the chat room. I guess maybe you're listening to us that way. If you want to use the chat room while you're in there, you have to have your own Blog Talk account, and you have to give them an email address, and you can have your very own Blog Talk account. Use the live chat to communicate with me and whoever else might show up. You never know from one day to the next who's going to be on here with me, other than me, because evidently everybody else has got, you know, like real jobs and real lives and things like that. So, you know, they don't have time at this time of day, on these days of the week, to participate in the herd mentality. But evidently, eventually, people do listen, because Blog Talk stats tell me they do. And Blog Talk may not be telling me the truth, but anyway, we have listeners all around the world. And I don't know if that was a phone or a cricket. Nah, it wasn't a phone because I'm still the only one on the network. So it must have maybe been a cricket. It could have been a katydid. Anyway, something sounded present for a moment. Nonetheless, where were we? I was probably going to crank up a little more. Hey, I see. That can't be right. How is that possible? All right, well, here's a little Dr. Bob's jazz bopping, bee bopping, quartet barbecue, and everything else for a wee bit of the background music while I ramble on about pawpaws some more. Did I tell you they're delicious? They sort of have the texture of like custard pudding, like, and very tropically flavored. Seems odd, like I said, in almost all the literature, and most people, the first time you taste one, find one, you're just, wow, this tastes like it should be growing in the jungle somewhere in a tropical forest. But no, they're deciduous trees, and that's where they grow. Right here in the middle of America, where the two biggest tributaries on the continent merge to flow out, eventually met by many other rivers, into the Gulf of Mexico. And I could have did the time and temperature stuff today. It's cooler, somewhere in the upper 60s, around 70 here. Humidity got a lot lower. Makes it easier for me to breathe, I know. So, since we don't have any participants other than myself, I will go to my clipboard portion, posted also under the player in the group on Facebook, The Herd Mentality, or easy to find. I always post a clipboard provided by, at least 99 times out of 100, or 98, a lot of the times. That's provided to me by the Missouri Department of Conservation website, where you can find all kinds of interesting information about Missouri and its wildlife and hunting seasons, fishing seasons, yada yada regulations. They've got probably one of the premier state departments of conservation in America. They get a lot of funding because they take money out of every dollar that gets spent in our state to buy up wilderness and provide habitat and build accesses for people to enjoy it with, and they keep doing it. They just added a 3,000-acre tract between here and the Lake of the Ozarks. Only permitted camping so far. And I believe they said there was about a 20-acre lake on the place that's stocked with fish. But I guess you got to walk about a mile from any parking place to get to it, which probably means it doesn't get a lot of pressure. Anyway, back to Pawpaws. NBC that provides these clipboard notes for me to spiel through when I get into a topic in a program where I'm not entertaining guests on the audio portion or the texting portion in the live chat. I will shout out a little wave to the guest number 502 that's still there, evidently listening, whoever you are, wherever you are, that's all I can see. Okay, we talked about the type of tree. Let's go ahead. The other, the family is Ananassia, and that means custard apples. Their description is, it's a large shrub to a small tree with a slender trunk and broad crowns, grows in colonies. There's a reason for that. They're like the persimmons. They have male and female trees, and if you don't have both, you don't get fruit. And that's just the way nature works, especially for plants that have separate sexes, like, you know, most animals, I think. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, you will find them clustered. Like, if you find one pawpaw tree, there's probably some more around, and there almost has to be at least one more to find any fruit for sure. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any. There's, you know, male and female pawpaws. It's like there's male and female persimmons. The leaves alternate. Simple. 6 to 7 inches long, 3 to 5 inches wide. Broadest above the middle. Margin lacking teeth. Margin, that's the edge. No teeth. Upper surface is green. The lower surface is pale, emitting an odor when bruised. So the leaves emit an odor when you bruise them. The bark is light ash to dark brown, thin, smooth, and then later becoming warty with blotches. And that's in the, you know, in the older, more mature trees. Twigs are slender, olive brown, often blotched, smooth, becoming rougher when they're older, often with a warty surface again, emits a disagreeable odor when crushed. It has a terminal bud that's velvet brown, lacking scales. Flower bud is rounded, overwinters on previous year's twig. Okay, and you catch that, kids? It has a terminal bud that's velvet brown. It lacks scales. And the flower bud is rounded. It overwinters on previous year's twigs. So the new twigs, the new growth on the tree this year, is where the flowers will be next year. It flowers from March to May, perfect, with male and female parts in the same flower. I gave it away. I was going to try to trick people into believing there were separate trees for... They're actually... The male and female parts are separate, but... let's see. Back to the nature notes provided to me by the professionals. Flowers from March to May. Male and female parts are in the same flower. They're dark reddish purple, solitary, drooping about 1 inch across, appearing before the leaves and with an odor of fermenting purple grapes. So the flowers are reddish purpley color, and they smell like wine, I guess. Fermenting grapes, that's wine, so... They kind of have a wine color, and they kind of smell like wine, the flowers in the spring, March to May. The fruits, September and October, banana-shaped, kind of, not really, cylindrical more, yeah, 3 to 5 inches long, that's about right. They're green at first and yellow when they're ripe. The pulp is sweet, edible, and custardy texture. And they can grow to 30 feet tall. So not a small tree, but not a really large tree. So kind of an understory tree in a mature patch of woods or forest. And like I said, you never know where y'all find them. There's people trying to grow them, and evidently there's people growing them on purpose. So if you are watching and viewing via Blog Talk now or later on in the archives portion after the show, there's a slideshow of all kinds of pawpaws and trees and people eating them, and... once you find them, you'll probably go back for more. I know I always do when I can. I have about a half-hour drive at least to the nearest pawpaw patch that I know of. The habitat and conservation aspects of the pawpaw is that it grows in dense shade on moist lower slopes, ravines, valleys, along streams, and at the base of wooded bluffs. It produces suckers from the roots, forming groves or thickets. The leaves turn yellow in autumn and remain on the tree late into the season. Pawpaw is a member of a tropical family and has no close relatives in Missouri. In nature, associated with sweet gum, river birch, sycamore, and rough-leaf dogwood. It said associated. That means they kind of like to grow in the same areas. So we'll find those kinds of trees along with the pawpaw trees frequently. Its status. This species is becoming increasingly popular as a landscaping tree and fruit-bearing ornamental. Maybe that's why them guys were selling them on the internet for $30 a tree, I guess. As like I said, they are delicious, and that's one thing. you know, talked about persimmons on Tuesday, and you can't get wild persimmons in the store. You can get those Asian persimmons that they grow the hell out of in California, but they're not cheap, that's for sure. And pawpaws, you're not going to find them. I mean, if you do, you let me know, and I'll be in line at the store to get some. But one thing I do know about them is that the taste changes after you refrigerate them, because I've tried that. They don't taste the same anymore. I mean, they're not bad necessarily, but they are not the same taste, flavor at all. Distinctly different after they've been refrigerated. So that might be part of the problem with getting them on an industrial, agricultural kind of scale market. In connections about pawpaws, the sweet fruit is eaten raw or baked. Yeah, I've never baked a pawpaw. Maybe I'll try that if I find some this year. The wood has no commercial use, but the inner bark was woven into a fiber cloth by Native Americans, and pioneers used it for stringing fish. All right, so I can make me a fish stringer out of pawpaw inner bark stuff. Cool. Pawpaw extract is being studied as a possible cancer-fighting drug. There are many historical medicinal uses. So maybe I'll take the time after I find some to look that medicinal usage information up. I know that, I mean, just by the kinds of magnesium, potassium, etc., I know there has to be a lot of antioxidants in it just by the look and taste and feel of it. Just like with persimmons, I mean, there's probably a lot of things that we don't know about some of these wild fruits that weren't chosen for various reasons to be part of the industrial agricultural complex in the breadbasket or any of the breadbaskets of this country. Its connections to the ecosystem is that the fruit is eaten by numerous bird species and by squirrels, possums, and raccoons. Sometimes these creatures find the pawpaws before human pawpaw hunters do, which is one reason many people are planting their own pawpaw trees. And another interesting factoid that I found that I did not know, this is what I learned myself by creating this episode today, was that the zebra swallowtail likes to lay its eggs on pawpaw trees. Pawpaw trees are attractants for the zebra swallowtail butterflies. And that's the black and white striped dudes with a big red dot at the bottom of their abdomen on the back. And they're large and very striking and not often seen. At least I don't. Maybe that's why there's not a lot of pawpaw trees around here. And if they like pawpaws, they're probably someplace around them. There's other things they like, too. I think I put some pictures of the butterflies and their caterpillars in the slideshow over at Blog Talk. It's currently running and runs 24/7, 365 days a year, as long as Blog Talk's functioning somewhat properly. And I guess it's about that time again to play a little probably ought to go ahead. I'm going to just keep talking about pawpaws and stuff here for a little bit. Find me some more stuff to put in the background so y'all don't have to Just listen to my awkward hillbilly jargonese that doesn't come through very well over my fancy new headset. Make it a little more pleasing to the ear, perhaps, with a little background music provided to us by Dr. Bob's Jazz Boppin' Bebopin' Quartet Barbecue Band and Stuff. The only place you're going to find that music by Dr. Bob is here at the Herd Mentality. You can YouTube it all day and you're not going to find any. It's because evidently Dr. Bob likes me. He likes the Herd Mentality and he lets us use it free of charge, of course, like everything. Everything that I do is typically free. That's my favorite price, and whatever's free, I pretty much want it, unless it's something I can't get rid of, and then I probably don't want it. If it's free and I can't get rid of it, then I probably don't want it. But most free stuff is good stuff, and that's my favorite price. So, back to the pawpaw. I wonder if any of you have ever, anybody else that ever might listen to this or is paying attention has ever even eaten a pawpaw. They're pretty rare, even around here where the trees grow wild. They are rather inconspicuous trees in the forest, and because we are here in our state, we're primarily oak hickory forest and a lot of maples too, but their leaf pattern resembles that of the hickory tree. So if, and the flowers too, so they kind of look a little like a hickory tree in the woods. If they don't have pawpaws on them, then you know, they might have hickory nuts on them. And you can eat them too. They're pretty hard to crack, like I've said before. I wouldn't want to eat a bunch of hickory nuts, though. They're not, if hickory nuts were delicious, you'd be buying them in the store alongside your walnuts and pecans and peanuts and things like that, because they're not that hard to grow. Wood's pretty good, pretty hard. Gets a lot of things. Like smoking your meat. If you're a smoker and you like hickory, smoke barbecue. Good stuff. I guess. I guess all the regular callers have taken vacations and gotten busy and found other things to do, and so that's all fine and good. What else can we talk about here today? Let me see. There's one thing that I'm really trying to avoid talking about, and that's football, because even though I'm a football fan, I'm about tired of talking about the kind of football everybody's been talking about lately. All I know is politically, I see a major division in our country, and it's not getting any less evident under this new administration. In fact, it's getting more prominent and wider all the time. And here's something about that. We call this the United States of America. There's no way to be united as long as you're divided. And if we don't learn some of our lessons and past mistakes that we've made as a nation, going to find ourselves right back in the middle of it again. Because if you're not even willing to listen to what the other side has to say in a debate or a disagreement or a conversation, then there's no way to find common ground ever. If you can't listen to the other side, you can't find a place to meet them in the middle somewhere, which is usually where the major portions or facts or truth lies, is somewhere between the middle of right and wrong or left and right or back and forth. As long as you can't listen, you're never, never going to be able to unite anything. According to Dr. Bob's Bebop and Band and Quartet, and what was he talking about? I think I'm going to take a little pause here. There was another thing. I'm going to go ahead and pop it off just because I'm had one of those days that makes me want to throw, you know, produce and vegetables and rotten tomatoes and things at the bully pulpit and the puppet that seems to be running things in this country lately. Or trying to, or acting like he can, or I'm not too sure. It's pretty hard for me to figure out, really. Hard to figure out, hard to fathom even how it could even be possible to me. So anyway, here's another little thing about that guy, and you know, he can kiss my ass too.
Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her know. And you better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up a girlfriend. Why would you stay with Rosie if you had another choice? Rosie is always disgusting, both inside and out. If you take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. Rosie attacked me personally, but I was very happy when her talk show failed. The other thing that failed, and this was a real monster, everybody was suing her, was her magazine. Her magazine called Rosie was a total disaster. So I loved it. I gloat over it. I think it's wonderful because I like to see bad people fail. Rosie failed. I'm happy about it.
The war is a total disaster. It's a catastrophe, nothing less.
I'm happy about it. I'm worth many billions of dollars. Now, I'm happy about it.
Yeehaw! Well, We're winding down to about that time again, kids, where we're going to have to say so long. And since I don't have any callers, there won't be any overtime today. And that certainly is okay with me as far as the overtime. And not having callers part isn't really okay with me. And I don't know what to do to get them. I've tried a bunch of different things and had a few from time to time. Obviously, not too many lately. I guess I'm pretty hard to work with and hard to get along with. Maybe that's part of it. And maybe that's all of it, and maybe that's most of it. But not everybody thinks so, and I don't think so. I think one thing I won't be is bullied by anybody, and I don't care if you got a bully puppet to do it with, or pulpit, sorry, a bully puppet pulpit. I might have made up a new term. I might have to hashtag that one later or something. Nonetheless, I've encountered some bullying myself recently, and I just never did really succumb to being bullied and won't stand to be bullied myself, nor will I stand around and watch somebody else bully another person about anything. Because what bullies really are is big babies. And if you stand up to them and look them in the eye, they're probably going to find a way to back down. And I don't care how big they think they are. Bullies are unacceptable. And the fact that we have one running our country right now is not my fault. But I'll be damned if I'm going to be bullied by a guy like that. And I'm pretty sure the NFL players and coaches and administration and everybody else involved with the National Football League told that guy during last week's games just what they thought about his remarks that pretty much was over with. As far as the original guy that took a knee, he can't even get a job in the NFL now. And maybe rightfully so. I mean, he chose to make a stand and paid the price for it. But when big bully puppet boy spouted off at the mouth down in Alabama about it, thinking he's going to thump up his base, called a bunch of boys' mamas bitches, basically. And they didn't like it. And not only did they not like it, their bosses didn't like it. Their owners didn't like it. The administration of the league didn't like it. And a whole lot of other people didn't like it. And pretty much the only people that did like it were the ones that voted for him, because for whatever reason it is, he doesn't seem to be able to do anything wrong. Maybe someday, you know, something like this could happen.
I saw it. It looked like a big bird, a meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the barn and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and it was the herd mentality.
Oh. So that was just the herd mentality. It could have been a meteor that popped in. Anyway, thanks everybody for coming. If you come later, say hi. Likes, comments, join the group on Facebook. Call us anytime. The number's 213-943-3550. And we'll see you all on Taco Tuesday at tea time.
Coast to coast. Town to town and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. Coast, West Coast. It's the herd mentality.
I think life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.